You are listening to the Mid-Current Church Podcast. Today's message is a special Mother's Day presentation. For more information and to visit us online, go to midcurrentchurch.org. And now, here's Pastor Sten.
Hey, welcome once again to Mid-Current. If you didn't catch it at the beginning, my name is Sten. I'm so thrilled to have you here with us today. If this is your first time with us, we're super glad to have you here. Whether or not it was just a gift to your mom or your wife, it doesn't matter to us. We're really glad that you are here with us. It really is our privilege here at Mid-Current Church to be your host today. If you have been around for the last little while, you will know that we have been in the midst of a message series that we have been calling Jesus Never Said That. More and more today, it seems that there are some popular ideas or even some kind of cultural beliefs these days that we just assume. Oftentimes we assume that Jesus must have said those things or that he must have kind of endorsed those things in some way. But the reality is that so many of these very popular, even spiritual sounding ideas that float around in the world today, so many of them fall under a category that we could title, Jesus Never Said That. And so that's what we've been kind of exploring, a number of spiritual sounding sayings and cultural beliefs today that ultimately Jesus never really said. It's been a really great series so far, and we're excited to continue this series for the rest of the month of May, and we've got some really good ones lined up. But as excited as we are about this series, Jesus Never Said That, we are going to take a break from that series today to see if we can hear from or learn from God in just a slightly different way. And so to do so, today I'm actually going to have a conversation with some moms today. And if you're not a mom, and if you're not even a woman, do not worry, and please do not check out and think, oh, today doesn't apply to you. As much as we'll be hearing from some moms today, today is not just about being a mom. It's actually all about the experiences that we have and the experiences that we live and what we might learn from someone else's experience, what we might learn from the road that someone else has already traveled. I really believe that learning from others' wisdom and learning from others' experiences, I think it is vital to the life that we live. This kind of posture and this kind of attitude and this kind of openness in our own lives is so invaluable. It's true for so many different areas of our lives, this kind of posture. In fact, just this past week, I was at a leadership conference in Atlanta for pastors to learn and grow and hear from other pastors and other leaders. Now, I think I'm a halfway decent kind of leader, otherwise we wouldn't really be here today. But here's what I am absolutely convinced of, and here's what I'll be forever convinced of. I could be better. I need to be so much better. I have to keep learning, and I have to keep growing, and I have to keep asking, and I have to keep opening myself up to the experiences and to the wisdom and to the knowledge of others around me. In fact, here's really what I do believe to be true, that we cannot take the lead in any particular area of our life if we are not willing to learn, okay? We cannot. You and I, we cannot take the lead in any important area in our life if we are not willing and continually willing to make ourselves open to the learning that goes along with it. The very first chapter of the book of Proverbs says it like this when introducing all of the wisdom that is about to follow. Here's what the writer of Proverbs says. There's something here also for seasoned men and women. Still a thing or two for the experienced to learn, fresh wisdom to probe and to penetrate, right? To explore and to study and to learn from the rhymes and the reasons of wise men and women. Another translation says, let the wise become even wiser by exploring the words and the wisdom and the experiences of others. So Mid-Current, when it comes to our spiritual lives, I really believe there is always something for us to learn from others, no matter how seasoned we are. And we cannot take the lead in any important area of our life, and our spiritual lives is absolutely one of them, if we are not willing to listen and to learn. And that, honestly, is going to be our goal today and the rest of the time that we have together. Our goal is going to be for all of us to learn some universal truths about God through the specific stories and storms and highs and lows and the lives and experiences of others. Three specific others today whose stories and lives all include the journey of being a mom. And so right now, I'm going to invite onto the Midcurrent carpet square area here. And if you would help me actually welcome to this little carpet area here, Pam, Shannon, and Haley, who are going to join me here today. It is a carpet. I'm not lying when I welcome you to the Midcurrent Carpet Square. We're going to try to all fit in here. We got lights hanging and videos trying to capture us here. But ladies, thanks for being here with us this morning, and thanks for being willing to share a little bit about your own stories and experiences with all of us. I think there's something great that we all can learn, no matter how seasoned we are, from hearing from other people. So I know that we're gonna get a different perspective from each of you. Haley, you're still in the trenches, as you might say, with little ones. Shannon, you've got kids who are teenagers now. Pam, your kids are adult children now, which I don't even want to think about that ever being true for me and my kids, but I digress. We're excited to hear from you. We prepared a couple questions, but before we really dive into that, very briefly, let us know who you are and introduce yourself and kind of what stage of motherhood. Give us a snapshot of what motherhood looks like for you right now.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us be here with you. This is so much fun. My husband and I have a 3 and a 6-year-old at home. They're both boys. So our home is very lively at this time, very loud. And I will say that I sort of got tricked. So when our firstborn came along, he was a little bit of an angel. Very polite, very kind, quiet, rule enforcer, just like his father. And so I thought, how hard could 2 be? And then Levi came along. And I will just say that child climbed out of the crib on his own, maybe at like 7 or 8 months old, and never went back. And that really sums up his personality. And so, of course, we love it. We wouldn't trade anything. But I've never been as exhausted and clueless as I have felt as a mom. But I've also never been as dependent upon God or a truer version of who I am right now. And so, yeah, I wouldn't change a thing.
Shannon, same deal. Introduce yourself and a little snapshot of motherhood for you right now.
All right. Well, my name is Shannon, and my husband Larry and I have 3 kids. Teddy is 20, and Sophia is 17, and Katarina is 16. And those of you that know me know that I just go straight to the deep and the hard, and there's just not a lot of like, so anyways. I'm just going right in. So my whole life, I just could not wait to be a mom. It's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? A mom. Like, that was literally my answer. And I don't know if it had anything to do with the fact that my mom actually passed away when I was 3 and a half. So when you ask me to, like the first word that pops into your head, my first word is privilege. So I view motherhood as a miracle and a gift, and yet a huge responsibility that I rarely feel equipped for. And one of the things that I think is when you don't feel equipped for something, you become less, and when you become less, you allow God to become more. And I love that. So I'm okay with not being equipped all the time. I don't know how anyone gets through motherhood without prayer and God and faith. That's first and foremost for me, for anything. But if I had to describe motherhood or mothering to someone, I would say it's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, all wrapped up in one. When things are going great at home, I feel proud and joyful and love. And then when things aren't going well, I just really easily can feel defeated and alone. And kind of like I'm on an island, and I just think, oh, just for once, I want a sliver of the perfection that it just seems like everyone else maybe has attained except for me. But one day, a really, really important day, God really changed my perspective. I was watching my sweet child, my daughter, who was 15 at the time, and she was in a terrible place. Depression, anxiety, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts, which I feel like everyone is, it's like everywhere right now. And those things were suffocating her daily. And one day she was in the kitchen and she was pouring a bowl of cereal. And I just like looked up and looked at her, and I remember it so clearly, that it's not just a privilege to be a mom when things are going really great, but it's an even greater privilege when things are really hard. And when we get to walk alongside our children in times of deep hurt, watching them grow, watching their faith grow from it is just, it's probably one of the greatest experiences that I have ever witnessed as a mom. The last thing I just want to say about this first part is that when I ask Sophia today, like, would you trade your hard, would you trade your journey, like the places that you've been? And she is so quick to say, no, Mom, like, it is who I am. It is my journey, and it is the biggest piece of her faith. And we talk quite frequently about how that's for sure what James was referring to when he says, rejoice in your suffering. And it really is a privilege, and it leads to an even more beautiful faith.
Awesome. Awesome. I got confused if you were talking about mothering or pastoring there for a while, but the highs and the lows and the
don't
they love
say
you,
that.
They hate you, but it was mothering. I reminded
sweating,
myself.
You're making me sweat.
Yes, that's good. All right. Pam, a quick introduction, a quick snapshot of okay. Not pastoring, of mothering right now.
I'll give you a quick version. So I'm Pam. I'm the mother of three adult kids. Hard to believe that my baby just turned 40 this last month. And so it's shocking to be at this stage of life. Those of you who are in the early stages, it goes really, really fast. Parenting came suddenly for me. I graduated from nursing school and I was 20 years old. I started working as a nurse and got married. And 8 months later, I found out we were expecting our first baby. So, you know, it doesn't always go how you think it's going to, but became a parent very early. And then within 4 years, we had three children. And any of you with more than one child know exactly how crazy that is. I'll kind of leave that as an introduction, except that I want to say that one of the things about parenting that God has brought to me is to be a mom to more than my biological kids. And my parents were like that. They just loved people. And God has given me that privilege of having bonus kids, both through having kids come from other countries and stay with us, and just friends of my children. And so parenting can look different to everybody.
That's great. You heard me say earlier today that we are the stewards of the faith of the next generation. So what an awesome mindset to have to you know, look at your ability to be shaping and influencing the next generation in so many different ways. That's good. Okay, thanks for those introductions. We know, we got a little taste of it here, we know that motherhood and really raising kids in general can be very, very, very challenging, especially with things like social media today can make it even harder when everything looks glamorous on the outside than maybe how things really are. And so to that point, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit with us about what has been maybe the most challenging thing about motherhood to this point for you so far.
Yeah, so I have to say first that I recognize that my kids are so much younger than yours, Shannon, or yours, Pam, or maybe some of you who are here. And so maybe we haven't had a chance for things to get all that complicated quite yet. But for the point that I am at in the journey right now, I would say that the thing I've wrestled with probably the most is just being present, like moment by moment. So I'm opposite you, Shannon. You said you've always wanted to be a mom. There's always been a joke that I would never be a mom because I can't slow down long enough to do that. And my mind is just always going with the next event I could plan and the next project and the next business venture and the next thing. And it's always been really hard for me to do nothing. I don't think I've ever done nothing. But truth be told, I think the reason I've always been that way is because I was getting a bit of my self-worth from doing those things. And so the thought of being alone in a house with two little kids to take care of and that being my thing sort of terrified me. I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I have had to cry out to God so many times, just please, just show me how to be home and say no and have that be okay. And show me how to enjoy even what seems mundane at times. And for momming to just be more than enough for me. And he has answered that prayer time and time and time again. I feel like over the last 6 years, I have learned so much and grown so much. I can find peace in any situation. And I know without a doubt that God is using my boys to show me that my worth doesn't come from what I do or what I produce. It's more who I am in God. And I just hope that I can ingrain that same truth in my kids.
That's good. All right. Shannon, same question. What has been maybe for you to this point the most challenging thing about this journey that you've been on?
I think the most challenging thing for me is when I cannot fix something or fix my kids or fix their problems. And when we've had a lot of struggles, as I've shared, and when they hit, I personally have a history of not having and not doing an awesome job of dealing with it very well. Like, I'm one of those people that I take on the emotion, I take on the problem, it overtakes my mood, every conversation, every prayer is the same, and the problem with that is it leads to me not being able to let that go. And what Haley just said about, you know, who we are in God, I actually lose that when I'm just take on everyone else's stuff. So I just wanted to share. I was doing a self-led Bible study a few summers ago. I was doing it with other girlfriends, but it was very much like a self-study. And I read something in my book that literally took my breath away. I had absolutely no idea that how I was parenting, coping, whatever the word is, it was like 100% calling out my sin. And I didn't even know that that could be a sin, that complete consumption and fixation on my kids and their problem. I didn't know that was a sin, but all of a sudden it made sense to me. And the problem was, as I was putting it before my faith, and I was really losing who I was in Christ. And the sin is called idolatry. I mean, we've all heard it. And because of it, I was suffering really big time. Parts of this poem that really were life-changing for me in this Bible study was teaching me that I had to let go and I had to let God. And that's really hard. And this little poem, I'm not going to obviously read the whole thing, but it's called Let Your Isaac Go. And I just wanted to read like three sentences to you guys because it was really life-changing for me. Will you pry your fingers loose and bring your Isaac here? Perhaps I will send him down the mount to walk right by your side, no longer in your iron grip, but safer still in mine. Pass the test, my faithful one. Bow to me as Lord. Trust me with your Isaac. See, I am your great reward. God's grip is way better than mine. And it's my job as a mom to trust him and his grip.
Awesome. Shannon, thanks for sharing that. Pam, finish out this kind of second section here on the challenging pieces of motherhood that you've experienced.
Well, when Haley first asked if I would do this, I said, you want me to talk about all the mistakes I made about mothering, you mean? I would have to say my biggest challenge as I thought about it when I wrote this up, I've changed it since then, it's my own anxiety. I deal with clinical anxiety, and I have. It took a long time to figure that out. And so as a new mom, especially when the kids were little, I was really impatient. I yelled a lot. I was angry a lot. And then I put a lot of guilt on myself. I spent a lot of evenings praying and asking God for forgiveness for how I was parenting. And I would say, in spite of me, please, Lord, let these kids turn out okay. So that's probably the first thing, and I'm guessing maybe some of you can relate to that. As far as my kids, when they're young, excuse me, I think the most challenging thing as a parent is the interactions between the kids. When they're bickering and they're fighting and they think they're not being treated fairly, it's constant. And I have two boys that are 18 months apart. Their dad is a competitive sports guy, and let's just say everything was a competition. And then their little sister, who just wanted to be part of everything, and big brothers don't really want that, she learned how to poke and prod their buttons just as well as they could give back. So it was a kind of a constancy, and I found that one of the most difficult things to deal with. At this stage now, the most difficult thing I've dealt with as a mom of adults is my son's drug addiction. He became addicted in his 30s, and it changes the whole family. It changes each and every one of our lives. It changed. We were in chaos. We were in mourning. We were in pain. And watching your child go through that, just like you were referring to, it's so painful because you know their journey isn't what they want it to be, and you know that God has so much more in store for them. And so that has been the biggest challenge in their adult lives for me as a mom. Praise God that he never lets go, and my son Brian has been clean of drugs for 6 years. And I give all the glory to God, and for my very strong-willed son who challenged me when he was young, it did him good in this part, so.
Awesome. All right, well, number one, thank you for honesty and vulnerability and transparency. And number two, this is the last question we're going to ask, and this is the one that I'm excited to ask, I'm excited to hear, and this is the one where I want everyone ears open, right? At this point, you might be going, okay, I'm not a mom, I'm not a woman, I can't relate to this stuff, but I really do believe that all of us can learn something about God through the stories and through the experiences of other people who have walked in different shoes and traveled a different path. And so the question that it all boils down to that I've been excited to ask all of you is this: what has motherhood taught you about God that you wish everybody would know about God? So you've explained your journeys and your stories and the challenges even. So what has all of that taught you about the God that we serve and we love and we follow that you wish everybody knew about that same God? Haley.
Well, I think that for anyone who is under the illusion that they're in control of their life, like I was prior to becoming a mom, when you become a mom, you lose that. Whether it's when you're pregnant or when you first meet that baby, it's like you quickly realize, I can't control what this baby's going to look like. I can't control what their personality is going to be like, what they're going to be drawn to, any more than I can control the weather. And you can't control when they're going to need you or fall down or cry or have an accident. I mean, it's so humbling. You can't control what your house looks like or what you look like most of the time. I can't control when I shower most of the time. So it's just, you're losing control. And I couldn't help, as I wrote these things down, I couldn't help but see the parallel with how Jesus was when he walked the earth. And I want to explain. So I don't think there's anyone who would know more what it felt like to get to the end of your day and have had people pulling on your shirt and hollering your name and needing you for things. I mean, Jesus knew more than any of us, like how it feels to get to the end of the day and be like, oh, I didn't eat. You know, like I'm starving because I didn't eat today. Or he knows what it feels like to fall into bed at the end of the day because you're so exhausted from taking care of all the people around you and helping and healing and discipling them and just taking care of people all day. So he knows what it's like to be a mom, right? And here's what's so interesting to me is even with all that craziness that he had going, and even with quite possibly the biggest mission that has ever existed, he didn't wake up every day and write down an agenda. He didn't wake up and say, like, here are the things that I need to check today. Here's what I'm going to do minute by minute. It strikes me that he actually just woke up and, like, let his days happen. He let his days unfold, and then he responded accordingly. And so I feel like motherhood just provides us, kind of forces us, to have this lens for how life was supposed to look, maybe, like, a little bit more simplified than what we've made it. Like, we really are only supposed to have two concerns, and that is to love God and to love others around us well. Yeah. That's really all we're supposed to do. And so if I had to say what I've learned the most about God, I would just say that as much as it's our natural thing to gravitate towards wanting control, he has so much peace for us if we can just learn how to surrender it. And kids have shown me how to do that.
Awesome. Shannon, same question. Your journey has been unique to you, and I think there's a lot of wisdom to learn from that. So what has that whole journey taught you about God that you wish everybody here would know about that very same God?
This is for sure my favorite question. God is a God of transformation is, in a nutshell, what I'm just going to talk about next, because he transforms hearts and relationships and struggles.
Don't miss that.
What's that?
I said, don't miss that.
Yeah. And lives and faith and everything. I mean, he can and will transform everything. We've obviously been through a lot as a family, and you know, I'm so grateful that I can stand before you and tell you that we have seen light after every episode of darkness, and there's been a lot of dark, but the light shines way brighter. But I do want to share about one night in particular, because I feel like it's important for you, or for me, to share living proof of the transformation that he causes. It was a bad night, one of my darkest, most desperate nights as a mom, and I had so much anger brewing, and my heart was actually filling with hatred, and that is a bad, bad, ugly place to be. See, my son at the time was addicted to alcohol and drugs and had multiple mental health things going on, so it was just our home life felt toxic. There was a lot of fighting and just darkness. And this night in particular, everyone else was in bed, and he and I were fighting, and that anger and that hatred is not a good feeling to have toward a child, especially a child that, you know, like my child. And he went up to bed, and I was alone, and I literally hit the ground and started praying, and not just like, you know, sitting nicely on my knees, like my face was in the carpet, ugly crying, you know the cry, just begging God for help and direction and anything really. And the next morning I woke up, made my cup of coffee, went and sat by the fire, just like I start every other day, and he came downstairs. And he walked through the kitchen. Pretty sure we didn't make eye contact, didn't say a word to each other. And all of a sudden, my heart was like beating so fast, you guys. It was like overflowing with love and pride and joy and all of these things. And it took me by such surprise, because it was literally bursting with love. And I feel like, oh, you know, I'm not saying he like walked down and he was healed and we were perfect, you know, the butterflies and the rainbows, like it was nothing like that. It was literally a heart transformation from the inside when I needed it the most. And I think God knew exactly what I needed. I know God knew exactly what I needed. And my son is here and healed and sober and has come so far in his journey. Yep. And when I wrote out his grad card 2 years ago, I specifically told him of a couple of verses that got me through parenting, mothering him. And one of them is Lamentations 3:23. And I share it with so many people because I love it so much. And it said, his mercies are new every morning. And that morning, I felt it. I knew it. It's true. I've experienced God's promise and his truth. And I think I just want to, the last thing I just really want to say is to thank God for that precious gift, because you can't get that gift from any person, anything else in this life.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. That story of transformation, I feel so real to even the line of the song that I pointed out. We've got to bring the broken things back to life. That's what his transformation looks like in our lives and so many people's lives, taking the broken pieces and putting them back together again. So awesome. Pam, round us out here with your answer to that question. What had God taught you in the journey of motherhood that you've been on that you want everybody else to know about God as well?
Well, I think if nothing else, you can see that mothering is not easy and that God is faithful. For me, I've come to a place in my life and more of it is behind me than ahead of me. And when I look at my kids and I think of all, I just think of all the things we've been through. You know, your kids tell you, say horrible things to you when they're young, and you go through the teen years and addictions and all sorts of really hard and difficult things, as well as all the joy. I don't want to make it sound like it's all that, as well as all the joy. But through all of it, the love that I have for my kids is beyond anything I could have understood when I was young. It's a love that comes, it's so pure, it doesn't matter who they are, it doesn't matter what they've done, what they've said. I love my children so much. And through that, I think about God, and we're his kids. And if I can love that much, how much does God love us? And how, what an overwhelming and abundant love, because we are his children, and he gives us that spirit. I can't love like that without him. But if I love like that, wow. I mean, God loves us so much, and he loves us unconditionally. And that's what's so, so amazing to me. I'm so grateful for healing and wholeness in my family. My most tender moments are when I see my kids, including all my bonus kids, together. It brings me to tears to feel the love that I feel for my kids and to think that God loves me that much and my children even more.
That's great. On that note, that's a perfect way for us to close. So on that note, I'm going to close us with a word of prayer. Before I do, let's just give a quick thanks to these three moms for being willing to share with us today. Appreciate your heart and your honesty and your transparency with us. I'm going to pray here as a way to wrap things up. God, we give you thanks for today. And God, if I had one prayer, maybe even after listening to this, it would be this, God, that if there's somebody here right now, if there's someone sitting in these seats for the 50th time or for the first time, maybe, God, if there's someone tuning in online right now that does not know of your incredible love for us, God, no matter what we've done, no matter who we are, God, if there's someone who feels like, well, God's love isn't for me because of what I have done or because of where I have been or anything else, God, I pray that right here in that moment, they would get some glimpse of your love for them. God, maybe the picture of motherhood or parenthood even in our love for kids, maybe that provides some picture for them of your amazing love for us, no matter where we go or what we do, God. And so if there's someone that needs to walk away from today with a new understanding of your immeasurable love for us, God, I pray that that they would hear that loud and clear here this morning, God. I pray that if there are spaces or parts or pieces of our lives that need a total transformation, God, that we know only you can bring about, God, when we know that only you are the one that can bring brokenness back to life again, God, I pray that that you might begin to help those of us see where you are working in our lives to bring light into the darkness, to bring brokenness back to life again. God, we give you thanks for being a God who specializes in bringing broken things back to life. And God, if there are places in our lives that we need to turn things over to you, to get on your timetable in a way, God, to get on your schedule, to simply make ourselves available to you and to your will and to your people and to have our faithfulness to you to be the win. God, not any kind of outcome that we could produce, God, but help each of us to just realize that our faithfulness to you and our obedience to you, it really is the win. In doing your will, regardless of the outcome, God, that is the reward. And so would you help us to be people who would live our lives like that each and every day. God, we thank you for your love for us, for your son Jesus, who gave up his life so that we could have it to the full. We give you thanks for that. And we pray all of these things in his name here today. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for being here with us this week. I want to make sure that you know you are invited to be right back here next Sunday at 10:30 as we continue our series, Jesus Never Said That. I promise you, you will not want to miss next week. With that, have an amazing afternoon and a happy Mother's Day once again.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Midcurrent Church. Visit us online during the week at midcurrentchurch.org and connect with us on Facebook and Instagram.